So as it relates to today's raid, we'll lighten it up a little bit. And that is, so we just discussed, the latter part of the daf, discussed tefillas aneinu. And it's mavur in the Gemara that when you fast, whether it's a tainas yachid or it's a tainas tzibur, the yachid, the shliach tzibur, we insert a special tefillah. It's called tefillas aneinu. That's machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's supposed to be a bracha for itself or whether it's supposed to be incorporated in shemeya tefillah. One thing is clear. We say tefillas aneinu. Not only do we say tefillas aneinu, but we say tefillas aneinu during tefillas mincha. You don't say aneinu during shachris. You certainly don't say it during ma'ariv the night before. We say tefillas aneinu only during mincha. Now, the disclaimer is the shliach tzibur, of course, says tefillas aneinu during shachris. But the yachid that's davening, he only says tefillas aneinu during mincha. So the question is why? On Rosh Chodesh, you say yalav yavai. You say yalav yavai ma'ariv. You say it shachris. You say mincha. So why is aneinu any different? Why do we only say tefillas aneinu by mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tainis, this is in Simen Tov Kuf Samache, Sifkot Gimel. Yesh Oimrim, She'en HaYochid Oimra Aneinu Ki'im B'mincha. Yesh Oimrim, that the Yochid only says Aneinu by Mincha. Why? Shema Yoichzenu Bulmus, the Nimtza Shakrim B'tfilasa. Because we're concerned that maybe the person has every intention to fast, but ultimately he won't be able to fast. He's going to have an oinus, Yoichzenu Bulmus. And if that's the case, it's going to come out he was a Shakrim B'tfilasa. Because he davened Aneinu, B'yoim Tzoyim Taniseinu, and it's going to come out that he's not even fasting. So because it's going to come out he's not even fasting, Nimtza Shakrim B'tfilasa. So it's for that reason he is not allowed to say Aneinu during Shachris. Avo Shliach Tzibur says the Shulchan Aruch Oimet. Shliach Tzibur could say it by Shachris. Why? Because the Shliach Tzibur, when he says Chazar HaShachatz, in theory what he's doing is he's being Moitzi the Oilam, even though today that's not what's happening, but the way it was instituted initially was that he's going to be Moitzi everybody, and being that what he's doing is he's being Moitzi everybody, so it comes out that the Shliach Tzibur then represents the call. In the call, for sure there's going to be somebody that's fasting. So the Yachid, you don't know if he's going to fast, therefore don't say Aneinu by Shachris. If you already made it to Mincha, so now we're feeling much better about this. And as a result, you can go ahead and say Tfilas Aneinu. But by Shachris, don't say it because he might not fast. The Shliach Tzibur does because it's Efshir, it's inevitable that somebody in the Kahal is going to be fasting. I saw an interesting Ha'ara in the Sefer Tur Varekas. So just a little bit of an introduction. Who exactly was the Tur Varekas? So the Tur Varekas was a Yid whose name was Reb Chaim HaKoyen. Reb Chaim HaKoyen was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. Lived in the 16th century, 17th century. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. He lived in Aleppo, in Syria. And he wrote a Sefer, wrote many Sfarim. But one of the Sfarim that he wrote was called Tur Varekas. It was recently reprinted. It was out of print for a little while. It was recently reprinted in Tofshin Pei Aleph. It's a fascinating Sefer. The reason it's fascinating is because it's a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. It's on Eruch Chaim, almost the whole Eruch Chaim. It's a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, Al Derech HaKabbalah. So it's Mamish Teres Nistar on Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like a Tarti Desasri. But it's a Pirish Al Pi Kabbalah on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you read the introduction to the Sefer Tur Varekas, it's absolutely mesmerizing. He says, and this is literally him writing in his own words, he says that there was a time that he wanted to print his Sfarim. This was something that he wanted. He wanted to print his Sfarim, and he made different attempts to have them printed in Italy, and for whatever reason, it was taking very long, and it wasn't working out. It wasn't playing out the right way. So he decided, he did, he decided that he's going to take all his ksavim and he's going to go by himself and he's going to print his sfarim. So he says, we were in the middle of the sea and all of a sudden we got to an area and we realized that it was a little bit dangerous. And sure enough, I'm skipping a little bit, Gavri Yad Ha'arelim Aleinu. The Arelim, they came and they attacked our ship. He was attacked by pirates. Us, Beroisi, I saw ki of the tikva, I realized that they were going to kill me. I was dead. There was no way I was going to make it out alive. So I made a very, very difficult decision. I decided that I'm going to leave my ksavim on the boat, there was no way they would be saved, and I'm going to try to save myself. So he writes that he jumped into the ocean, and he literally had a miracle, daf shel svina nizdam nolai. He had a moifis, and somehow he was able to make it out alive. But he says when he came to shore, he was so grateful for the fact that he had survived, but at the same time, he had such agmas nefesh, he had such chalishas adas. He said he took 20 years of writing svarim and of ksavim, and he wanted so badly to print it. That's where he was going. He was a hoylech l'dvar mitzvah. And he said he had terrible chalishas adas. He says, it was marilisha avdu kol asfarim, lo nishar ela echod behem. Ani mole holachti, I left mole, v'reikam heshivani. But I came down empty. He says, and he writes how he would cry, Kinnis, mamish day and night. Because 20 years I was working on trying to put these svarim together. And he said, I davened and I said, you know, maybe something's going to happen. He says, finally, he said he was mesval to the Eivishta. He says, I know there's no way I'm going to get the ksavim back. Where am I going to get them? But maybe the Eivishta will give me the ability to remember what I wrote. And I'm going to sit down, I'm going to try to write mitoich hazikaron. And he said, v'kachava. He sat down, and he rewrote 20 years of ksavim mitoich hazikaron. That's the story of Reb Chaim HaKohen, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. It's fascinating, just the wealth of Jewish history that exists. But this is the story of the Sefer Tur V'Rekes. So the Tur V'Rekes, this is Torah Lomadati Ba'af of Reb Chaim HaKohen, a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital, and he says that this is Torah that he was Mekabel from Reb Chaim Vital, which is Torah that he was Mekabel from the Arizal. So I recently got a hold of the Sefer, Be'ezus Hashem. Hopefully we'll have the schus to use it and quote from it. But for now, I saw one Ha'ara. Short ha'ara, was a long introduction for a short ha'ara. One ha'ara on this halacha here in Simon Tovkuf Sa'ad Meche. He says, he's very, very bothered with this. He says, so we don't say anenu by shachris. Why not? Because we're worried, shema yoichzenu bulmis, v'nimtza shachrim b'tfilase. He says, achab tzvei kashas. Number one, shema yoichzenu bulmis, sounds like a milsa d'lei shchicha. How often is that going to happen? So for a milsa d'lei shchicha, we're going to be mevatel saying tefillas anenu by shachris. You're supposed to say anenu by shachris just like you say yalav yavai by shachris. Imagine, no yalav yavai by shachris. It's Rosh Chodesh. I know, but there's a cheshbon. What do you mean? It's Rosh Chodesh. Say yalav yavai. We're going to say al anisim now for 8 days. You say al anisim by every tefillah. It's Chanukah. You say al anisim. So why wouldn't you say anenu? Shema yachzenu bulmis. He says, va'oid. And here's the punchline of his kasha. He says, Chazal say chishev lasis mitzvah. V'nenas v'loy asoy, mala olav akosov, ki ilu asoy. If someone wants to do a mitzvah and he's an oynis, it's as if he did it. So what are you worried about? Person, shachris, wakes up in the morning. He has every intention of fasting. He's a chishev lasis mitzvah. If he's a misha achzoy bulmus now of Masechta's Gittin fame, if that's what's going to happen, so he's an oynis. So if he's an oynis, so no, oynis rachmano patre. Chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas v'loy asoy. And not only is he rachmano patre, it's ki ilu asoy, he fasted. He did fast. That's Mawa Olava Kosov Kilo Asai. That's what it means. We always speak out the Torah from the Chassam Sofer. He always talks about this. Chishev Lasis Mitzvah. You literally did the mitzvah. So he says, if you did the mitzvah, I anyways fasted. So Ma Harash HaGodol, the Chazal Mevatol, Saint Tfilah Shachris, and he blibes Sorachin on this cash. Blibes Sorachin on this cash. Abadosa Derish the cash. That Tfilah Samincha is the only time you say it, and you don't say it by shachris. Why? Shema Yoichzenu Bulmis, Venimsa Shachrim Betfilosis. We have the cashes of Reb Chaim HaKohen. Where he says, number one, it's a mitzvah l'shchicha, you would think, and number two, at the end of the day, chishav lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'lo yasai, ma'lo l'vakosav kilo asai. Another R is, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Beis, this was in yesterday's Daf, that if somebody fasts, he has to be makabel tainus. When are you makabel tainus? Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Machloik is Rishonim had on this name, the Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, but Pashup Shatwe, Rashi explains it is, Rav says, b'mincha. Shmuel said, b'tfila samincha. Rav said, b'mincha, it has to be during the zman of mincha. It has to be in the afternoon. Shmuel said, it has to be b'tfila samincha. It has to be literally while you're davening mincha. It would seem, again, that there's some connection between a fast and between mincha. And just to make the point a little bit starker, another Gemara that we learned together, on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, b'mei Rab Zeira, gozer gzeira. There was a gzeira. V'gozer d'loy l'meisa b'tanisa. The gzeira had a gzeira b'toich gzeira. I mean, there was a gzeira. And then they said that, we know the Jews, they have a secret weapon. When there's a gzeira, they fast. No, then there was a gzeira, not allowed to fast. Amlu Reb Sneiris, Reb Zeira told the Olam, Nekable ilavon, be mekabel the tainus, ul chibot la gzeira leisme, you'll be loyvel pere. But right now, be mekabel the tainus. Now accept. Amri leimen no lechaha. What do you mean? If we're not fasting, why would we be makabel the tainus? Amal hu dechsev. No, the pasuk says vayomer elai al tira Daniel. Kimin ayoyma risha in asher nosates lipcha lahavenu lesanis lefnei alikecha nishmu udvarecha. As soon as you took it upon yourself to fast, as soon as you made a kabbalah to fast, at that point nishmu udvarecha. So Rav Zeira said that you see, just the kabbalah to fast is already something. If the Kabbalah Satainis has to be Bizman Mincha, it sounds like because there's a connection between the Tainis and the Mincha. So there seems to be some very strong connection between Tainis and Mincha. Number one, Anenu we say by Mincha. The Pashup Shat we know, it's Shema Yechzenu Bumas. Kabbalah Satainis also has to be by Mincha. And by the way, what's the Pashup Shat in that? So Rashi says, because you have to be Makabal at Samuch to the Tchila Satainis. But it sounds like maybe on a deeper level, there's more. And that is, there's some inherent connection between Tainus and Tfilas HaMincha. So Ulai, maybe you can say Pshat, based on something we spoke about a long time ago. And that is, the Ramami Pano, in Maimer Chikar Adin, this is in Chelek Revi, it's Perigimel. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Adam, they are not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. You could eat from any fruit in the garden. But from the Eitz Hadas, lo soicha mimenu. And then he told Adam, because the day that you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. And we know that Nachash convinced Chava, who convinced Adam, and ultimately Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam, and he told Adam, we had a deal. I told you, the day that you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. Says the Ramami Pano, when Adam Arishan heard this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started davening. Etzich gestel davening. And when he started davening, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following tefillah. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's true. You said, ki biyoy machocha mimenu mois tamos. The day that I eat from the Eitz Hadas, I have to die. But I know that although a day is 24 hours, but the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a lot longer than 24 hours. In fact, the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. Ki elef shonim be'einecha, ki yoy mesmol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day is made up of 1,000 years. So Adam Arishan's mispal to the Eibishter, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand, b'yoy machokha mimenu moistamos. But let it be not my day, let it be your day. I want to live for 1,000 years. We have a deal. And Uchanami, it has to be B'yoyim. But there's an Eitzah here. The Eitzah is, who said it has to be a human day? Maybe it's the Rabbeinu Shloim's day. And if that's the case, it's going to be 1,000 years. Says the Ramami Pan, was Tefillah's answer. And it's for that reason, Adam Arishan was supposed to have lived for 1,000 years. The only reason he didn't live for 1,000 years is because he gave 70 years away to David HaMelech. But really, Adam Arishan was supposed to live for 1,000 years. But because he gave the years to David HaMelech, he ended up living 930 years. But what was the cheshbon 930 years? Because he had to die now that day. A day usually means 24 hours. His tefillah said the Ramami Pano was it should be Yoim Echad Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ki Elef Shonim Be'einecha Ki Yoim Esmol. He gave 70 years away to David HaMelech, and that's why he ends up living how long? He ends up living 930 days. Says the Ramami Pano, it comes out that Adam Arishon's first tefillah was Niskabel. So he says, you know when that tefillah was? You know which tefillah was? It was Tefillah HaMincha. And it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's based on the Zohar HaKadosh that he quotes, that Adam Arishan did his Aver in the afternoon. So because he did his Aver in the afternoon, Bal Karchach, this tefillah was Tefillah HaMincha. He says, that's why the most chashuv of all the tefillahs is Tefillah HaMincha. And that's why Eliyahu lo inena ela b'Tefillah HaMincha. It's because the first tefillah ever recited was Tefillah HaMincha. And it was recited by Adam Arishan as tshuva for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The tefillah was accepted. Instead of B'yoyim being 24 hours, B'yoyim would now be 1,000 years. Adam Arishan ends up living 930 years. And because that tefillah was answered, that's why Tefillah HaMincha goes down as the Merutza Shabbat Tefillahs. And that's the inyan of Eliyahu Loinena Ela B'Tefillah HaMincha. And then the Ramami Pano says something else. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Adam Arishan did tshuva. He did a tremendous amount of tshuva. The Gemara talks about it. We discussed it when we learned Erevin, Daf Yud Ches. But says the Ramami Pano, I'm going to be megalah to you something that the Gemara didn't say. And that is, Adam Arishan was mekabel in that tefillah. When he did tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, instead of taichin b'yoyim is 24 hours, taichin is 1,000 years, that he's going to fast for the rest of his life. He was mekabel at that point. Give me 1,000 years, I'll give 70 to David HaMelech, 930, That's the deal. And I will fast for those 930 years. He was mekabel to fast for 930 years. The kachava. Adam Arishan fasted every single day for the rest of his life. That's what the Rama Mipano says. And he says, you want a remez ledavar? Tainus. We're learning Masechtas Tainus now. Tainus is begematria 930. Do the math. You don't have to round it off. It's exact. Tainus is begematria 930. Remez ledavar, because the first person to ever be mekabel Tainus was Adam Arishan. And when Adam Arishan was mekabel Tainus, he was mekabel Tainus for the next 930 years of his life, and it was 930, and that's the remez ledavar, that the word Tainus is 930. He says, I'm going to tell you another remez. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech said, Tikoin tefilosi k'toiras lifanecha, masas kapai, minchas arif. Tikoin tefilosi k'toiras lifanecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, my tefillah should be like the k'toiras. Masas kapai should be a minchas arif. Tosfos in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof Vav Amud Bey says, B'shem the Yerushalmi, we daven shachris, k'neged the tamid shal shachar. Mincha, so the Gemara says in Brachos Chof Vav Amud Beis is connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. But Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi that says that's not why we daven Mincha. Mincha is not connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, but rather Mincha is connected to Ketores. What does Ketores have to do with Mincha? Tikoin Tfilosi Ketores Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Orev. This is the Makar Tfilos HaMincha. Mincha is Tikoin Tfilosi Ketores Lefanecha. Said the Rama Mipano. Tikoin Tfilosi K'tayres lefanecha is Rosh Tevis, tof kuf lamin. It's 930. And it's keneged the 930 tanesim that Adam Arishan was mekabel. It's keneged the 930 tanesim that Adam Arishan was mekabel when he went and he davened tefilas hamincha. Incidentally, this yesoid of the Rama Mipano is brought down by the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach quotes the Rama Mipano. He brings this inyan as well. He adds one beautiful nekuda. He says that Hashem told Adam Arishon, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel, Umi Eitz Hadas Toivera, Lo Yisoich HaMimeno. So says the Shlach, V'yesh Lahakshos. This Shlach is a Masechtas Tainus. It's Ois Kuf Pebeis, a Masechtas Tainus. He says, L'chur Yesh Lahakshos. L'may Nafgemino, Amal HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel. Why did Hashem tell Adam Arishon, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel? He had to eat. The ikur was that he wasn't supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why did he tell him mikol Eitz Hagan achol toichel? So says the Shlach Dover Nifla. He says Adam Arishan before he ate from the Eitz Hadas was a kaddish. Adam Arishan before he ate from the Eitz Hadas was on the Madrega that the Gemara mentioned a few dafin ago. Bekir becha kaddish, that the me'ayim, the intestines of a person, is halig, is holy. He was a Kaddish. Because he was a Kaddish, anything that Adam Arishan would have eaten would have been a bechina of Kayhanim Oichlam Ubailam Eschaprin. It would have been a bechina of Kedusha. It's like the Mesilas Yesharim talks about when he talks about the mid of Kedusha at the very, very end of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. He says the highest madrega a person can reach is when he's a Kaddish. What does it mean to be a Kaddish? That every Davar Gashmi that you do becomes Ruchni. So Adam Arishan, Kaidim Achet, was on a madrega where he was 100% Kaddish. And because he was Kaddish, whatever he ate was a carbon. So Hashem tells Adam, be called Eitzagan Ochel Toicha. Eat. There's a mitzvah to eat. Because Kayhanim Oichlam Ubailam Eschaprin. Your achil is an achil of Kedusha. So he tells him, you have a mitzvah. Go eat. But you know what happened? Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. And when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, two things took place. Number one, he fell madregas. Number two, he was poigim in achila. Because the Avera was an Avera Sachila. So what happened instead? What happened instead was, if Adam Arishan's going to bring a carbon, you can't bring a carbon anymore for eating. Your Achila is not considered a carbon anymore. You know what Adam Arishan had to do? Says the Shlomo, what the Rama Mipano said. Now he had a fast. It's a whole different Avodah. And he ended up fasting the balance of the 930 years of his life. What do we say? The end of Shemayna Esrei, by Alikai Nitzar, there's a Riba in Kolo Olamim, if you ever noticed, to say when you're fasting. Ribon kol olam. Again, we're learning Masechtas Tainus. This is Davar Be'itai. Kali v'yadu alifanecha. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, Adam choyte umevi carbon. When there was a beis hamikdash, person didn't have air, you could bring a carbon. V'eim akrivim mimenu, elachel boi v'damai. You would take the chaylev, the fats of the carbon, the dam of the carbon. And that was the kapar of atab rachamecha, rabbi mechaper, v'achshav. Now we don't have carbonis. Yoshafti betainus. So I fasted. V'nismait chelbi v'dami. And through fasting, there was a miut in my chelev and in my dam. Yehi rotzai milfonecha. Sheyehi miut chelbi v'dami. Shenismait hayoim. Ki ilu hikravtiv lefonecha. Gava mizbeach. V'sirtzeni. says the Shla, before Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a mitzvah, Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochel Teichel, because his achila was a hakrova, because he was Kaddish, he was Bekirbach Kaddish, everything that he ate was Kedusha. But now that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was Mekalkel Achila, he fell Madregas, the Tikkun was going to be fasting, and now he was going to also be able to bring carbon, carbonas, but now the carbon is not going to come through eating, now the carbon is going to be Yoshafti Betainis. The first person to ever daven was Adam Arishan. The first tefillah he ever daven was Tfilas HaMincha. And that Tfilas HaMincha was an epic tefillah. And the Ramami Pano was Megalitas that it's because of that Tfilas HaMincha goes down as the Me'ula, the Mufchar of all the tefillahs. That's why Eliyahu Nena Elba Tfilas HaMincha. Because that was the first tefillah and it was a tefillah of that was accepted. It was a tefillah where Adam Arishan, even though he sinned with the Eitz Hadas, but at the same time he was zoicha that the B'yoyim HaCholcha Mimenu wasn't 24 hours, but rather it was 930 years. It became Yoyim HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is 1,000 years. And it's for that reason tefillah HaMincha was avekishtelt in the Bria, that is the most chashuv tefillah, because that's the way it played out for Adam Arishan. Maybe that tefillah is when Adam Arishan was Mekabel Tainus. It wasn't just Mekabel Tainus. He was Mekabel the Tainus. Tainus is Begematria, tough Kuf Lamed. He was Mekabel Tainus of Tikkun Tfilasi K'teres Levanecha. He was Mekabel 930 years of Tanesim. It was tough Kuf Lamed. That first Tainus was Neskabel. That first Tainus he accepted when? By Tfilas HaMincha. Maybe there's an intrinsic connection between Tainus and Mincha. And it's for that reason, you mekabel tainus by tefillas hamincha. Just like Adam Arishan was mekabel tainus by tefillas hamincha. We say aneinu by tefillas hamincha. Why by tefillas hamincha? Because mincha, that's the zman of tainus. And maybe the Gemara said in yesterday's daf, Rav Chisda said, kol tainus shaloi shaka olav chamo loy shmei tainus. The Lashon HaGemara is a little interesting. Really what Rav Chisda is saying is you have to fast the whole day. Kol tainus shaloi shaka olav chamo. Right, when you think of shkia, what do you think of? You think of mincha. A yid has to be fasting during mincha. The ikar of tainus is mincha. You mekabel tainus by mincha. You say anenu by mincha. Kol tainus shalai shaka olav chama loishma tainus. Because you have to be fasting during mincha time. Maybe a little bit of a giloy on a pnimiyistika level between the very obvious connection between tainus and tefillas hamincha.